This is Creatively Speaking. This month we're offering advice on how to get the best out of the arts in our region in Hot Tip for the Highbrow. So now here's WRTI's Dave Conant on the virtues of being a good arts Boy Scout or Girl Scout and going to events prepared.
Instead of walking into a concert hall or gallery with no more than perfunctory knowledge of the work, one really should dedicate just a little time to research prior to the event. This newly gained understanding of and appreciation for the painting, symphony, or play will give one the freedom to truly savor its execution. Very esoteric indeed. Let me explain what I'm driving at in a more practical sense. And take opera as a case in point. The impediments to one's full enjoyment of the performance are manifold. First, there's language. Surtitles, I hear you say. And yes, they are a useful device, but while you're reading what's being projected above the stage, you may be missing out on the great artistry being projected from the stage. Why not spend a little time before the show reading the book of the work, or at least a synopsis of the plot? Listening to a recording of the piece while reading a translation of the lyrics is another way to become fully conversant with the narrative while gaining a deeper appreciation of the music. Even one's enjoyment of jazz and other forms, where the goal of a live performance is not simply to reproduce a composition verbatim, will be enhanced by some prior acquaintance with the music. What prior knowledge does is advance one past the academic and into the aesthetic. And this holds true for all aspects of the arts, be they visual, musical, or performance. It's one instance where a little knowledge most certainly is not a dangerous thing, and even a small candle is preferable to the dark. And that's Hot Tip for the Highbrow. Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.